Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending June the 25th, 2023. It's the 300th episode of this podcast. That means I've been doing this for quite a while now. I don't have anything special planned, just thought I'd mention 300 episodes. That's a pretty big milestone, isn't it? So this week I've been working on two projects. So I've been working on the Guild of Assassins story, which is the one I'm doing for Substack. I did some more chapters for that, and then the rest of the time was spent working on Ravenglass Legends book 2. So what I did is I've basically gone back through what I've got so far. I've done outline for the second point of view, so it's got Ragnar's point of view. The first half of this is fine, it's finished. Second point of view, the second half needs some work. I've written some extra chapters, fleshed out some of the scenes. So yeah, I'm just working on that. As I say, outlining the second storyline as well with that. It's going really well. I've also posted the next episode on my Substack. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, then it will be coming out on Substack later today. So this is the second episode, second chapter of Guild of Assassins. I'm really enjoying kind of doing these two different stories. I feel like when I'm running out of steam on one, I can just switch to the other. I'm also doing like different kind of techniques with them as well. So the Ragnar story, the Ravenglass Legends one, is basically I am doing my usual method. For the Guild of Assassins one, I am actually doing the cycling method and printing out a chapter at a time. So it's a different way of doing things. And what I'll end up with is a really good, almost final draft probably by the time it's done, responding to feedback and things like that with the Guild of Assassins once it's gone through all the Substack stuff. So it's just a different way of working, and we will see how that goes. In terms of reading, I finished reading The First Heretic, which was the 14th book in the Horus Heresy 140,000 series. Really enjoyed that. I thought that was one of the better ones in that series. I'm on to the next book in that series, which is called Prospero Burns. And it's just nowhere near as good. I'm sorry, but it's just, yeah. I think it was about third of the way through. And I was still like, okay, what is this story about? What's it about? What is going on? It's like there was stuff happening, but there wasn't much of a story. And yeah, it's a bit more of a mess. So I don't know. I've said this before, like there's some really good books in this series. There's some that are just meh. I don't know what they're trying to achieve. I think that if this book wasn't filling in a few gaps in the bigger overall story, then I would be skipping it. But, you know, I'm just going to read the whole story, power through it, and then, yeah, see how that goes. In terms of watching stuff as well, I watched a documentary with my wife this week called Arnold, which is all about Arnold Schwarzenegger. So that was really interesting, fascinating guy. From his bodybuilding career to being, you know, probably one of the biggest actors in the world, and then to being a governor, you know, that's quite an interesting path, interesting character. I think he's got a really interesting mindset. He doesn't kind of, he seems to just not take no for an answer. I think he was told, nobody wants to see giant muscly men in films. No one wants to hear your terrible accent. And he said, oh, well, I'm going to treat that as a, you know, basically like a feature, not a bug. So that was what he kind of pushed and leaned into. And yeah, it worked well, let's say. interesting anyway, enjoyed that. I can't remember if I mentioned it last week, but I'm also watching a program called Killing Eve, which is really dark. Yeah, I'm getting quite deep into that series now. And it's just that main character is just so creepy. Really good. Really solid storytelling, actually. Really enjoying it. But it's one of those things where it's just so horrendous. that, like, Yeah, I need to have a bit of a palate cleanser after watching an episode. But yeah, it's very good. And if you enjoy really dark crime dramas, then yeah, check it out. So next week then, I will be continuing with what I've been doing this week, basically. So I'm going to probably work on the Guild of Assassins stuff on Monday, get the next chapter done of that. And then on rest of the week, it'll be doing things like the Ravenglass Legends stuff. So 300 episodes. Yeah, should have done something, shouldn't I? Should have, I don't know. What do people do to celebrate big milestones like that? I don't know. But I didn't. So I think that that is probably more telling of what I do with podcasts anyway. So until next time, cheerio.